Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Have you ever thought about how you can reach your peers with the message of Jesus Christ? Jeremy's story shares how several students from Texas did just that.
What's one of the most encouraging things I see happening are these students that are saying, you know what, we don't have to just rely on other leaders to provide some sort of religious experience for us. There were these two girls at the University of Texas. They got together and began praying in their apartment. This was just recently, about a year or so ago, and a couple of years ago. This is actually a multi-year story, but they began to pray and they began to share Christ with other people around them. And as one of the roommates came to Christ in this apartment complex, then they began to go door to door and talk to people and create a community where they were just investing in that apartment complex.
And as people's lives were changed, even more growth occurred.
Now they've seen other people come to Christ in that complex, and they've started, basically in essence, an expression of the church right there, started by students, originally started by a girl who was new in her own faith. She wasn't like an 18-year-old Christian, you know, or whatever. She just had recently come to faith, and she just walked in faith, and okay, God can start a church anywhere, right here in this apartment complex of students. And just to see stories like that are really encouraging to me. There are students in this nation, a good number, whereby they're going out and actually planting churches, simple expressions of church, like a house church, in tremendously dark areas of campus. They're going into dark, party scene type places, and doing Bible studies and building communities of faith right in the midst of these things.
What a great encouragement. At home, in your neighborhood, in your school, or at your workplace. Why don't you make it a point to share Jesus Christ with the people you meet?